as a financial producer and starting my own national financial marketing company from scratch, I spent over two decades working with the top producers from all over the country. This show is about translating the insights and secrets of these top producers that will get you closer to your ultimate goal, the building of a successful business. I'm Jerry Harabin. This is Extreme Producers. Welcome to the next edition of Extreme Producers, their insights and secrets. Today I got a great topic for you. We're going to talk about digging up the gold in your backyard, how you can easily increase your income this calendar year or the next 12 months, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, but how you can easily increase your income by 10, 20, 30% or more. Simplest idea ever. So many people ignore it, but this idea comes from top producer after top producer. In fact, it's tip number 9 in the book, Extreme Producers, Their Insights and Secrets, on page 25. And what is that tip? That tip is how to dig up the gold in your backyard. What is the gold in your backyard? As a producer, what is your gold? What is sacred to you? What is the one thing you guard and you lock up every night when you leave the office? It's your client files. That's your gold in your backyard. It's what you definitely lock up every single night when you leave the office. Nobody is going to have access to your client files because that's your gold. So how do you increase your income by 30% or more in the next 12 months? Very easily. Well, it is easy, and a lot of top agents do it, especially when you see a big spike in their income. They are bringing a new product on that they haven't sold before, and they're taking it to their existing customers. And why is that important? Why is it so easy to increase your income by going to your gold in your backyard, your client files? Well, whenever you take on a new product, there's a learning curve. And also, you have maybe your presentation isn't perfected either. So by going to your existing clients, you already know they have a need for that product, or you suspect they have a need for this new product that you've taken on board, but also they're going to give you some leeway on your presentation. Because on your first presentations, no matter how much you practiced, and probably you didn't practice, but no matter how much you practice, it isn't going to be your best. And what's nice about your existing clients is they'll give you some leeway. So if you need to go back and get some answers to questions you didn't anticipate, they'll let you do that. But it's very easy to talk to your existing clients. You've talked to them many times before, and now you can come back to them with something new. And that's what they want. And from the client's standpoint, think of yourself on things that you buy. The more you can do one-stop shopping, the better. And that's the same way with your clients. The more they can buy from you, the better, because they know you, they trust you, they respect you. So they would rather buy more from you of products that they need. And of course, because they know you, they trust you, they respect you, they're going to give you some leeway on the presentation as well. So it's easy to get into their door. It's easier to do your first presentation in front of an existing client, and you already have a pretty good idea that they're going to be interested in what you're talking to them about. That's the gold in your backyard. Now, how do you utilize what I just said to increase your income by as much as maybe 30% or more this year? Here's how you do it. And if you read in the book, Extreme Producers, How to Dig Up the Gold in Your Backyard, what you want to do is look at your existing client files and segregate out your clients by category. Maybe that's by age. Maybe that's by assets that they have. Maybe it's by number of kids they have. Do they have a family? Do they not have a family? Figure out what products would fit those clients. So let me give you an example. What products fit with what clients? Well, first off, if you're in the senior market and you're selling Medicare supplements, there's really two things that you can add on. Number one, the first thing is underage health insurance. Many times when you're selling Medicare supplements, you're working the marketplace of those people turning age 65, because that's when they can first buy Medicare supplements. But when you talk to that person, many times their spouse is under age 65 and certainly would not qualify for a Medicare supplement, so they need an underage major medical plan. So look at taking on Major Medical. Major Medical fits with the turning 65 market. It also works with the life insurance market. It certainly works with the final expense marketplace. So if you take on Major Medical, and we can help you with that, that's where it fits. Next product, what if you are selling annuities? What fits with annuities? What goes hand in hand with annuities? It would be Medicare supplements. Medicare supplements go hand in hand with annuities for those over age 65. I think if you are selling annuities, you will love Medicare supplements because it's levelized commissions, much like assets under management. The more you sell, the more money you make over time because it just builds on itself, much like assets under management. On the flip side, if you have Medicare supplement clients, look to sell them annuities. Seniors are the population where they have disposable assets. They have money sitting in CDs. They quite possibly already own annuities, which would be the perfect client to talk to an annuity about if somebody already owns them, because they already know and love annuities. And also, many seniors have a large chunk of money just sitting in a checking account. It's getting basically 0% interest. So a great place to go to start selling annuities if you haven't already. And if you're already selling annuities, look to sell Medicare supplements. So three different lines I want to talk to you about. Just to give you a general idea, is the underage medical goes well with turning 65 clientele for their spouses that are underage 65. It goes well if you're selling underage life insurance. It goes well for that final expense marketplace. Medicare supplements go hand in hand with annuities, and annuities go hand in hand with Medicare supplements. So there's a lot of products that you can add that your customers, your clients in your client files, they probably already own these products. So they already understand the products because they own it, and you're just bringing them something better. So you can replace what they have or add on to what they already have. Maybe they own an annuity, you could replace it or give them another annuity in addition to the one that they already own. Life insurance is another product that people are looking for. All kinds of life insurances, from your basic funeral plans all the way up to larger plans for estate planning or to leave gifts to charity or to children. But just by adding a product line, think of all the clients you have. And even if you only were successful in selling 15% of them, how much more money you would make this year. And of course, the next year, maybe it's another 15%, and it grows and it grows and it grows. Your gold, without question, is your file cabinet, whether it's a physical file cabinet or a cloud-based file cabinet. So that's your tip for this time, is there's gold in your backyard. Do not ignore your existing clients. It's kind of a funny story is I talked to top agents when we were writing this book. One thing top agents would tell me is that so many agents will spend thousands of dollars on a new prospecting system, and they're always finding the next customer, but the next customer is always via a prospecting system. And a prospect is very hard to turn into a customer because they don't know you. They don't necessarily trust you or not trust you, but they just don't know you at all. But if you go to your existing client files, that's where the true gold is. That's how you can substantially increase your income in the next 12 months and beyond, while you help your existing clients gain a new product that they need and want. So thank you for joining us for this edition of Extreme Producers. Keep listening as we will continue to give you great sales tips, insights, and secrets from top producers like yourself. We appreciate you listening. Be sure and give us a high rating on whatever podcast platform you listen to. We appreciate it.